This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a bilateral meeting with Hereditary Prince of Liechtenstein, Prince Alois, in New Delhi at the sidelines of the India AI Impact Summit 2026. External Affairs Ministry said that during the meeting, both leaders reviewed bilateral cooperation in various areas. They agreed to promote deeper collaboration between India and Liechtenstein, particularly in the fields of trade, investment and emerging technologies, including AI innovation and skill development. Prime Minister also held a bilateral meeting with Prime Minister of Mauritius, Dr. Naveen Chandra Ramgulam, on the sidelines of the summit. Both leaders reiterated their commitment to work closely to further strengthen India-Mauritius enhanced strategic partnership, particularly in harnessing emerging technologies for the progress and prosperity of peoples of both countries. The Prime Minister also held a bilateral meeting with President of Slovak Republic, Peter Pellegrini, on the sidelines of the summit. They reviewed the entire spectrum of bilateral relations and discussed ways to enhance cooperation in areas including trade and investment, digital technologies, defence, space, energy, culture and people-to-people linkages. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a roundtable with the CEOs of AI and deep tech startups at Sevatirth in New Delhi. During the meeting, the Prime Minister discussed the potential of harnessing AI technology in various sectors like agriculture, environmental protection and promoting higher education in mother tongue, among others. Mr. Modi underscored the need for strong data governance, cautioned against misinformation and urged the development of solutions tailored to India's needs. Referring to UPI as a model of simple and scalable digital innovation, he expressed confidence in Indian companies and encouraged trust in domestic products. CEOs and founders of 16 AI and deep tech startups presented their ideas and work during the roundtable. Home Minister Amit Shah today launched the Vibrant Village Programme 2.0 at Nathanpur in the Indo-Bangladesh border area of Katigora in Kachar district of Assam. Speaking on this occasion, Mr. Shah said, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has taken several steps for the development of border areas. He said such programs would be organized in 334 blocks and about 1,954 villages in 17 states of the country as well as 140 border villages in Assam. He also said that development works have also started in 334 blocks and about 2,000 villages along the Indo-Pakistan border. Terming the illegal encroachment a biggest problem in Assam, the Home Minister said encroachers have occupied several villages. He said the Bharatiya Janata Party government has taken effective steps to stop encroachment in the last 10 years. The Supreme Court today directed deployment of serving and former district judges to assist the Election Commission in the Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls in West Bengal. A bench of Chief Justice Surya Kant and Justices Joy Mala Bagchi and Vipul Pancholi passed a slew of fresh directions to ensure completion of the special intensive revision process in the state. The bench ordered deputation of judicial officers for adjudication of claims and objections of persons put under logical discrepancy list. It asked the Calcutta High Court Chief Justice to spare judicial officers and fine former judges to assist in SIR work as it took serious note of state government not sparing enough grade A officers for the revision exercise. India and the United States have signed the Pax Silica Declaration at the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi today. This declaration will strengthen collaboration in areas like the production of critical minerals and semiconductors and in rapidly evolving artificial intelligence space to create a safe and strong global silicon and technology ecosystem. Presiding over the signing ceremony, Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnaw, has said that the goal of India is to take a leadership role in semiconductor and electronics industries. And that is the end of this news bulletin.